Hey, what is going on, guys? It's DK back at you with another video here to break down the third to last NBA regular season slate of the season. We have this five-game slate on Thursday, and then we have a big slate Friday, no game Saturday, and a big slate to round it out on Sunday. But yeah, if this is your first time watching, I cover content for Daily Fantasy Sports, NBA, NFL, player props. The sponsor of today's video, that's going to be Parlay Play. Guys, if you're not familiar with Parlay Play, they are a player prop site. You're building out slips of player props. And they have alter lines. You can win up to 155x your money. So, if you guys want to give it a try, you can use the link down below for a $100 deposit match bonus. Would highly recommend it if you are into prop betting. Get on as many of these sites as possible. If you do click the link and deposit, it really does help support the channel. So, greatly appreciate that. If you're looking for more content, whether it be for DFS, prize picks, stuff like that, you can check my Patreon linked in the description. Okay, so let's recap last night, and then we can get into it. This is my lineup tonight. Little bit tilted about the Spurs putting up a middle school type performance, but I did debate getting some more Grizzlies in my lineup. I thought the edge was Memphis once we knew that Jordan Goodwin was out. I absolutely hammered a Scottie Pippen assist when we got that news, and that worked out very well. Also, Russ Westbrook triple double last night at plus +1600, $100 on that, so that was great. So going over my lineup. I went with Quickley, Shimpenny, Bogdanovich, Stevens, Collins, Lillard, Bailey Portis. The Hawks did troll. They did not bring back their main guys in the fourth quarter, so that was a little bit tilting with Bogdanovich. Again, the Spurs lost by 170 points, so limited minutes for Shimpenny, Collins, and Bailey. I knew that was a risk, but yeah, my priority spend-ups were Dame and Quickley. Portis, once he was starting, I thought was a pretty solid play there in the mid-range. He absolutely smashed, and that's a recap there. Also, on the showdown slate, I'm looking good. I have Bones in the captain. I was basically the only person that played Bones captain. I just need Mason Plumlee to do a little bit more, and I might have a shot at the showdown slate. All right, so that's a recap of everything. Also, if you guys followed the bets, free bet that I gave you guys on Twitter yesterday, Damian Lillard over assist, that's easily it. All right, so let's talk about this five-gamer, Chicago-Detroit. You got Io questionable, Caruso probable, Drummond doubtful. If Io misses, he should get more minutes for Caruso, and then probably a Javonte Green would get the start. Top end guys, Rosen, Vooch, Kobe White, I think all reasonable. Again, really good matchup here against the Pistons in competitive games. These guys are playing big minutes. And with Drummond doubtful, I think Vooch also gets a bit of a minutes bump. So yeah, Rosen, Vooch, Kobe White, I think all standouts, pretty good point per hour plays. Caruso is solid either way, but he looks better if Io gets rolled out. And then again, a guy like Javonte Green becomes a playable value if Io DeSumo gets rolled out. You might get a little bit of the rookie Sanogo backing up Vooch, but not enough for me to get to him. Torrey Craig, the only guy to mention here, 3.5. If there's no Io, he probably does see a little bit more run. All right, let's talk about Detroit. So Cade questionable. I mean, he's missed what, the last four games? I see no reason for him to come back during the last few games of the season. So my guess is he doesn't play, but we'll see. Same guys that have been out are still out. So it's Ivy, it's Dern. I think interesting tournament plays. Ivy should play low 30s minutes. Obviously going to have a pretty high usage. Jalen Dern, if you can avoid foul trouble, probably plays close to 30 minutes. So those two, I think, are interesting tournament plays. Chimezi Metu's been playing big minutes, 43, 35 minutes over the last couple games. 5K, price is up, but still a decent play there in the mid-range. Marcus Sasser's 4.9. He should continue to play around 30 minutes. Reasonable option. Wiseman will back up Dern. Good point per minute, but again, the price is up. There's probably better value. We saw that one just absolutely nuke performance from Malachi Flynn, and then he's back to being what Malachi Flynn usually is. Hosan, Troy Brown Jr., Fournier had a good game off the bench. I guess he's playable, but I don't really trust his minutes. You want to take a shot at him in large field tournaments. Talk about the Knicks and Celtics. The Knicks, basically fully healthy, they're most likely to be playing the G League Celtics tomorrow, so there is definitely going to be some blowout rest. I think the Knicks could definitely blow out the Celtics team, but the game stays competitive. We know how the rotation's running. Big minutes of main guys, Brunson Hart, DiVincenzo, OG. OG's back playing normal minutes, 35, 38 minutes over the last couple games. Obviously, the ceiling is very high in Brunson, and I'd be shocked if any of these main Celtics play, so it's going to be a better matchup there. Hart, DiVincenzo, they should play big minutes, so any of those main Knicks are fine. As far as the centers go, Isaiah Hartenstein, 5'5", should play mid to high 20s minutes if the game stays competitive. I think he is underpriced. Mitchell Robinson right now backing him up, playing basically whatever Hartenstein does not play, but definitely prefer Hartenstein to Robinson. And there's no, I'm not getting any value. Now for Boston, this is where I think this is where we're going to get value, right? So Tatum, the Celtics have absolutely nothing to play. Tatum, Porzingis, Brown, Holiday, Horford, Tillman, all questionable. I just don't think any of them are going to play. There's no reason for them to play. Derek White, the one main guy not in the injury report, I would be careful with him. White worries me because I think, assuming he plays, I could see him seeing limited minutes. The guys I want to get to are these bench guys, especially Pritchard. Pritchard at 5K, if all those guys are out, really like him. We're one of my favorite plays of the slate. Sam Hauser would get a ton of shots. I'd probably be, you know, one of the top options offensively. If Tillman, Kornet, Porzingis, or if Tillman, Horford, and Porzingis are all, my guess is they start Luke Kornet. Kornet, good point per minute. He would be a good value. And then we have to consider some of these bench guys, too. I'd have to see exactly who's active, but like Svi Mykhailiuk, you know, O'Shea, Brissett. I think Cato would play the backup five in that scenario if all those bigs are out. So maybe even Springer becomes playable. So yeah, Boston is a team. Right now, it's hard to talk about, but my guess is all those main guys, all those questionable players, I think all sit. Houston and Utah, really good matchup here for Houston. Again, going to be going up against the G League Jazz, who we'll talk about in a sec. But yeah, I think these main Rockets look really good. Jalen Green should play high 30s minutes in competitive game. Has a high usage rate. Assist numbers are up. I think he looks good. Van Fleet playing massive minutes. Again, pretty high floor with the peripheral stats. Really like the two guards here. Ben Thompson is 6'4", played 38 minutes last game. You know, we know Ben Thompson's good point per minute. So I think he looks interesting. Jabari Smith at 6.2. The minutes have finally ticked up on him. 40 minutes back-to-back games for Jabari Smith. I think he looks really good. Not as interested in some of these value plays. Lando will back up Jabari Smith. I guess he's fine. Whitmore, I believe he got ejected last game. Yeah, so he should play low 20s minutes. Viable value. Brooks, not much else here. I don't think I'm going to attend any of the Houston. Those main guys. Green, Van Fleet, Jabari Smith, and you can throw him in Thompson. They're all really solid plays. For Utah, they basically have everyone out. But the issue with Utah is they still have a lot of guys that they can play, right? Let's just count it out. Keontae George 1, Sensabaugh 2, Hendricks 3, Yurt Goat 4, Juzek 5, THT 6, Bazley 7, Samantrich 8, Preston 9, Kira Lewis 10, Lofton 11, Potter 12. Even though all those guys are out, they still have 12 active guys, right? That just worries me, especially with the way Utah's been running their rotations recently. They've just been trolling with minutes. So it does scare me a bit with Utah. But Keontae George, would think probably plays low to mid-30s minutes of the game, says competitive. So definitely like his ceiling, but he's been struggling a bit of late. Yurt Goat had the massive game kind of out of nowhere against Jokic. 37 minutes and a 40 bomb. The issue is the game before that, 19, then 21. So it's like, if you told me you played 37 minutes again, I mean, I'm locking in Yurt Goat, but I just don't trust the minutes for any of these guys. Like Bryce Sensabaugh, for some reason, came off the bench last game, only put 21 minutes. Hendricks, you would think they want to give the rookie more run. Nope, 26, 22, and 12 minutes over the last three games. Johnny Juzek started. If he starts again, he's definitely an interesting value play, but he did not play well in the starting lineup, could not shoot well. THT intrigues me, because THT is a good point per minute guy. 26 and 32 minutes over the last couple games. I'm definitely intrigued by him, because he doesn't need a ton of minutes to get there. And again, while I'm not confident in a lot of these Jazz guys' minutes, like if you do see extended minutes for THT like last game, I mean, he could absolutely smash. I'm definitely intrigued by THT. Darius Bazley is another one of those guys, decent point per minute, that the minutes have been solid on him of late, 33, 30, and 25. I think he's an interesting value. Samantha's kind of out of nowhere. He was out of the rotation and he just played 35 minutes. This is what I'm talking about. And like Preston saw a couple minutes. I mean, they could easily give minutes to Lewis, Lofton, Potter. So just be careful with this Jazz team, right? They're not like the Grizzlies who have been, we've been targeting like this last week where they've only played eight guys. The Jazz, they still have a ton of guys to give minutes to. Now, New Orleans, pretty easy to talk about. No Ingram. Zion, CJ in a good matchup. I think both look really good. In a competitive game, you should see mid to high 30s minutes. 8-9 for Zion, 8-3 for CJ. Like them both. Trey Murphy will be the number three in offense. Should play close to 40 minutes. He's a reasonable play in the mid-range. Not really looking to Herb Jones or the centers or really any of the other value plays. Probably not. Nance and JV will split the center position. I just don't really know if it's necessary to get to anyone else. For Sacramento, they still need to win games. So I like Sabonis and Fox. Again, the quote was from like a week ago, they're going to, you know, extend these guys' minutes. They really haven't seen extended minutes, but there have been some blowouts. But yeah, 10-4 for Sabonis, 9-2 for Fox. I think both are really safe spending. Keegan Murray is questionable. I think he plays his questionable last game, did play. He's playing massive minutes right now. So Murray, Fox, Sabonis, I think all look pretty good. Keon Ellis had a just atomic bomb game last game. 50 bomb for Keon Ellis. Kind of just for absolutely no reason. I mean, I think he's in play, but obviously last game was an outlier. Harrison Barnes in play for value too, but the minutes not as confident there. Trey Lyles should see probably around low to mid-20s minutes. I think he's an okay punt play. Not much else here, though, for Sacramento. Finally, Golden State, Portland. We got to keep an eye on the status of Draymond. My guess is if Draymond doesn't play, they move Kuminga in the starting lineup and start Jackson Davis at the five. Yeah, Steph Curry, if you think they Portland keep it competitive, he should play low to mid 30s minutes. Obviously, like the ceiling on Steph, but a bit of a lower floor to some of these other spin-ups we've talked about. If there is no Draymond, I think, again, Jackson Davis and Kuminga probably benefit the most. 5'7", Jackson Davis, 6'6", Kuminga. And you probably get, like, Looney playing some backup five in that scenario at 3.2. Plays and playing a bit better of late. Wiggins, Chris Paul, both just kind of like secondary plays. But, yeah, it's Golden State. Finally, Portland. So we know how Portland's going to run their rotation. Basically, eight-man rotation unless they get absolutely destroyed. I really like Ayton and 8-4. Should be able to dominate here, playing big minutes. Should play mid to high 30s minutes. So, yeah, I think Ayton looks really good. Scoot, here's the thing with Scoot. If you told me for sure he stays out of foul trouble, I really like him. But that is the concern with Scoot, right? He's very foul prone, but right now they're just giving him big minutes. So obviously, like Scoot, ownership will play a role here. Scoot and Bantam, very intrigued because it's kind of flip-flopped a lot of these slates. One game, Scoot will have a good game. Then the next slate, he'll be chalk. One game, Bantam will have a good game. The next game, he'll be chalk. So, you know, they've kind of been taking turns, you know, going for good game to kind of bust. So ownership's going to play a role here with these Portland guards. Like, for example, if Scoot's going to be like 50% and Ban's going to be 10%, you better believe I'm playing Ban in tournaments. Or if it's the opposite, if Ban's going to be popular and Scoot's going to be low-owned, then I'm going to play Scoot. So ownership will play a role if I play one of those guards. And then you got this group of Walker, Murray, Rupert, should play good minutes. Walker did play only by 28 minutes last game. He kind of struggled. Should play mid-30s minutes, you would guess, or I would guess. Keegan, or Chris Murray, I should say. Obviously, he's low 30s minutes. And Ryan Rupert's playing big minutes, but not super productive. But he's, like, playable. So those three are viable options, kind of round out the rotation. You get Duop Reith backing up Ayton, and then you get some Justin Manaya, who, again, not great point per minute, but 3.1K, I guess he's fine. All right, guys, so that's going to wrap it up for the video. As always, if you do enjoy, just make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. We'll see you all in the next one.